So I'm speaking now with George Adams, President and CEO of SSH Communications Security, Inc. George, welcome.
Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Very good. Good. Nice to speak with you. So, George, maybe you could start off by familiarizing our audience that may not know who you guys are. What do you do?
Well, SSH Communications Security, we provide secure and managed file transfer capabilities for securing data in transit and file transfers in bank and large enterprise environments, also for many of the U.S. government agencies. And what we do is provide the means for securing and managing your file transfers in a manner that overlays the existing environment, doesn't require any changes to your existing applications or infrastructure. We are known from the roots of the company for inventing the SSH or Secure Shell protocol back in 1995, but we built a whole enterprise class solution around that. It's now used by 7 of the world's 10 largest banks, by 6 of the world's 10 largest retailers, and virtually all the major U.S. government agencies, many manufacturers, and so forth. And it's used for securing data in transit within the environment and managing and enforcing policy in order to achieve governance, compliance, and auditing capabilities in that arena.
So we're talking about a software solution here.
Yes, it's fully a software solution. It fully installs in your existing environment. It operates in IBM mainframes for the ZOS operating environment, as well as Linux for Z. It operates. We operate our software also in Windows, Linux, and Unix systems of various sorts. And our software interoperates with the pervasive secure shell that's embedded in virtually every server there today, so that we can use our software on many of your systems to, for example, automatically detect unsecure file transfers and automatically convert those to secure transfers, so that you don't have to write special software or scripts or applications for this purpose. And we work with the industry other flavors of the secure shell that are already embedded in the environment, so this allows you to leverage what you already have rather than having to reinvent your business process flow or retraining users or re-architecting your network.
Okay. Now, I know before we started recording here, we broached the subject of PCI compliance, and I was explaining how we had a lot of communication going on with our users after the Harlan Payment Systems data breach, and we have many users who say, you know, PCI compliance isn't worth anything. Other people are saying PCI compliance is great. We need to do more. But it seems like the biggest issue that we're hearing about is maintaining ongoing compliance, saying that, okay, you know, you're PCI compliant for that moment in time. How do you ensure it all the time?
But any compliance solution is only as good as what it's doing now, not what it did last month, last week. And PCI is the same. PCI has some very good elements to requiring protection and encryption of data flows between different parts of the system, control of access to data, timeouts for how long you should hold, what type of credit card information you should hold. But it is, again, only as good as keeping it compliant over the period of time. And we provide regular updates to our customers to maintain compliance. We also have added new capabilities. For example, we have a new product coming along that detects and tracks the route and access for secure power users within the system. It provides a means of tracking and logging all those sessions so that you can use this for compliance reports and for governance maintenance activities.
Okay. You know, one thing that I was interested in, you know, when you're speaking with prospects or anyone that's interested in this type of technology, what are the gaps? You know, what are they coming to you for? How is this sort of instigated within an organization?
Well, one of the things that people don't realize is that with many of the existing so-called managed file transfer solutions that are out there, they require you to re-architect your data flows, you know, for your business processes into more of a hub and spoke type model, where you need to redirect files into one server and then, you know, send them on to other points, you know, from that place in the network. What we do is we provide a capability on every node within the environment, so that now any of your existing transfers that are going on between different systems can still happen the same way. It would just now be encrypted and secure and authenticated at both ends, rather than being able to be seen, you know, in transit by either internal or external threats. The new product just mentioned does give you capability for monitoring and tracking the activity of some of your most sensitive users in the environment. These are the people that are administrators and power users that can get root access to the system. Yeah, certainly they're the most trusted people within the environment, but if any of them do anything malicious or irregular, you know, this would provide monitor for that activity. This is an emerging compliance requirement that hasn't quite hit the radar yet, but now is coming on.
So you think compliance is one of the biggest drivers for this type of...
Yes, indeed. We're seeing, even in fact, everyone knows, in case it's a surprise, there's a recession going on.
Yeah, sure.
And what we're finding is that the customers and users are coming to... we've had many new evaluations started and many people continuing to complete and install and deploy this because it provides a way to do it at lower cost, it provides a way to do it faster, and people have to keep money in their budgets for PCI compliance because they've got deadlines to meet. It's not just the fines or the penalties that PCI provides, it's really the much bigger cost of loss of, and the real cost of replacing cards, replacing customer information, but also restoring the credibility of your company with your customers.
That's a good point.
Yep.
George, one more question for you before we go. For our users that weren't able to make it out to the show,
yeah,
how about you offer some words of advice or some words of wisdom for them to take away with?
Well, for the show, well, first of all, wear comfortable shoes.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, there's a, it's a very big show. It's bigger than last year. There's a lot going on here. I think that it's good for people to get around, make sure they get around to all the parts of the exhibit hall as well as the conference because it's too easy to assume you know what's happening just by casual looking at some of the bigger players. There are many smaller companies and medium companies doing some very innovative new things in the areas of data loss prevention, in the areas of secure business processes that... this is one way in just a couple of days to get a real good snapshot of the latest that's happening.
That goes for anyone, whether you're at the conference or you're at your office trying to deploy the next latest technology.
Absolutely.
Very good. Well, once again, with George Adams, SSH Communication Security, Inc. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, man. Okay.